Killybegs Seafoods and Gallagher Brothers Seafoods are among two of the largest grants, but overall we're seeing eight companies in Killybegs benefit from the Brexit Capital Investment Fund. And the objective here is to make sure that companies are able to have the best equipment possible and the best processing facilities possible to make sure we're getting the highest value from the fish that we catch. We're seeing those grants supporting a €50 million investment by these companies in Killybegs, which is a real vote of confidence by them in the future of the sector in Killybegs, and is really important in terms of underpinning fisheries as a key driver of the Donegal economy, but particularly in terms of Killybegs, which is at the heart of our fishing industry nationally.
Are you satisfied that the issues that emerged in Killybegs last year with the SFPA and some controversy over the weighing of fish in the protocols for that, are you satisfied that that's been resolved and that captains and trawlers will be attracted toward Killybegs?
Yes, I am. There's good engagement between the SFPA and the local industry, and everyone's objective here is to make sure as many fish, all Irish fish first of all, but also as much fish as possible land in the Killybegs, because the more fish that we're getting, the more jobs it's creating and the more value that's being created and investment in our local economy. Coming out of the Brexit challenge, I established a seafood task force which outlined a number of investments and schemes that I should implement for our fishing sector. Over the last 2 years, I've stepped through each and every one of those recommendations of the task force so that each and every one will be implemented. By the end of this year, they will all have been rolled out.